Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Playlists and Plotlines podcast. If you're new here, I'm Allie.
And I'm Ari.
And we are so excited for today. Okay, my next minute of ramble will make more sense when we start talking about this. But my favorite podcast we've ever, and I think Ari agrees with this, but my favorite
podcast we've
ever filmed was 2 weeks ago, and it was called, and honestly, last week's was a lot of fun, too.
It was.
Because of this, we put so little thought into the last, 3 weeks of podcast, because we've been so busy, that they're so fun, because it feels like we're just on FaceTime with you guys.
It does. It's so
fun.
But
yeah, definitely that 2 weeks ago, the episode is called Alex House and the Rookie Facade of Death. We were going to talk about deaths and TV, but it ended up us just rambling on for an hour and then finally getting on to what we were actually supposed to talk about. So we're probably going to end up doing that today, but we do actually have an activity today.
Yes, we already decided. Allie's going to give her a little update, and then however long we want to pod for, we will do our little activity for. And
Okay, as you guys know, if you've been listening every week, which I hope some of you have, because I know there's at least 10 of you.
10 of you, bro.
Guys, we're still a baby podcast, so.
We are. That's okay. We have fun doing it, though. So,
when we get our social media started, we'll have, hopefully, a lot more. But, we have fun with it. That's what matters. Okay. Anyway.
Exactly.
But, as you guys know, I'm watching The Rookie right now. And I have been, it makes me sad because this has become, it's a really close third. Between 911 and The Rookie, it's, a really, it's neck and neck. Either one could
That's
take the
real.
Second place spot
That's
at this
so
point.
Real.
And, I have been blowing through it, and it's making me really sad because I don't want it to be over. I know it's not actually over. I know there's going to be new episodes, but not for, what is it, 7 months now?
Yeah, something like that. It's a crazy amount of time. It's weird to think about.
Okay, anyways. But yes, sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're fine.
But, yes, I am currently on... Oh, yes, because I'm on the football episode. I looked up the number yesterday. When is this going to happen? I am currently about to start 7:14, so I'm basically pretty much almost done with the show. And at this point, I feel like I kind of watched the whole show, though, because this is the last episode from before we started the podcast. Because we did 3 episodes.
That's crazy! You're already there! Oh my god!
Yeah, because we did 2 episodes. Or did we do, was our second episode?
It was.
Was it 2?
I think
it was
3.
Let me look on Spotify.
I was going to say, let me look. Let me pull up the receipts. Let me pull up the receipts. Also, Allie, I need to start watching 911 because my mom is going slow on Criminal Minds. It is driving me insane. We watch 1 to 2 episodes a day, and I'm like, I'm not used to this pace.
Okay, our first episode, we started the podcast with both shows, or all the shows were on 16, episode 16. Because all of the shows that we talk about did 18 episodes this last season.
Okay, so that's what I was thinking.
So I'm probably going to be ending up there tonight, depending on when we, because I have to work tomorrow. So depending
on...
Yeah,
I do too. I'm going to bed at
No, I have to get up so me too. Early.
6 o'clock.
Me too.
Because I have to be to work at 8 and I work half an hour away, so.
I really should be, like, in my hall of my job, but, like, I haven't been late. I'm gonna say that right now. I haven't been late. But I am really supposed to probably be in my hall by, like, 6:50, 6:55 to get report. If you guys don't know, I'm a CNA. And, I've been, like, strolling in at, like, my hall at, like, 6:57. So, like, probably.
Yeah, I am getting to work 10 minutes early and thinking I'm going to be late.
No, but, like, I actually haven't been late. Like, I still get no, report.
You,
like,
no, you ate, though, because at least you're, like, a few minutes early.
Okay, what pisses me off, though, is that they're, like, This one, like, med tech that I work with, I'm not going to name names, uh-huh. But, like, this one med tech that I work with was, like, you need to be in your hall by, like, 6, did you know, because I'm new, and she was, like, you need to be in your hall, did you know you need to be in your hall by 6:45 to get report, and then I asked this other CNA, and she's, like, girl, no, like, you're fine. So then I texted my boss. Okay. Because I was like, what's going on? And I'll literally read you what she said. She goes, ideally, you need to be in your hall to get walking rounds at least before 7 a.m., as long as you're not late. Which means, like, if I'm in my hall by 7 a.m., I'm fine. Right?
Yeah. That means you're fine. You're good, queen.
Yeah, that's what I said. But then my parents were started freaking out on me, and they were like, no. That means you need to have your report done by 7. I'm like, girl.
Bye. Where in, like, the text did it say that? Like, where? Ah! Where in?
In my brain, it means, like, her going, you need to be in your hall to get walking rounds at least before 7 a.m. So, like, that, to me, I guess she worded it wrong because I don't speak English is her first language. I think she worded it wrong. What I'm thinking she's trying to say is that I need to, like, be in the process of doing morning rounds by that time.
Which is understandable. But yeah, if you're getting there at 6:50 or 6:55 or, like, a little bit after that, you should be all good. Like, that should
Oh, yeah,
be-
I'm fine. I'm perfect. Like, I'm fine.
Yeah, what was that girl talking about? 6:45.
I know. I was like, girl, it does not take 15 minutes to get report. Like, are you crazy? It takes 2 minutes to get report.
Like, not okay. Even, like.
Like.
I'm not ever like, even 15 minutes early.
I'm like, girl, no. No.
Oh, wait, I should give a little update on my job, because last time we were potting, I had not actually started.
Another good thing for me is that the time clock hates my fingers, and this girl was telling me that our time clock, because, like, has, like, a grace window thing, where it's, like, if you clock in, like, 7 minutes late, it will, like, clock you in at, like, 7, if you clock at 7:07, and if you, like, clock out at, like, 6:50 or like 3:50, like I get off at 3, so like if I clocked out at like 2:56, it would clock me out at 3, but because it hates my finger, I have to write down all my time sheets, so like I don't have to deal with that, so like
that's good.
But like I would never abuse like being able to write. I'm a good girl, like I would never cheat the system. Like I hold myself to the truth. I always write down the right time.
Hold myself to the truth.
I'm unlike who we're about to talk about.
Bro?
Anyways, okay. I finally need to give my update. So like I said, I'm on 7:14 of the rookie. And Ugh, I have so many thoughts. Where do I even start? Okay. Well, currently, what's going on? I watched the April Fool's episode last night, and that was interesting.
Bro.
To say the least, that was okay, so that happened. And then, I watched a lot of good episodes last night, because the episode before that is when they, are on the bus, and they're, like, held hostage, and Lucy and Tim have to be together all day, and that's, like, the first time they've ever had the ride, like, that long term since the breakup, and that was really fun to watch.
I love that episode.
And I think that same episode is with the raccoon, Miles and Schmitty were trying to get.
Bro, that damn raccoon! Bro, okay. That damn raccoon.
Okay, John and Bailey are trying, we're trying to adopt.
The baby.
Like, I'm sad for them, that, like, obviously. No, but honestly, I could see the writers, like, giving John a puppy. Like, if you guys don't know what a puppy is in The Rookie, that means it's like a...
I don't know if that's like an actual cop term, but like...
No, it's in The Rookie.
It's a Tim turn.
Tim Bradford turn. But, speaking of Tim Bradford, happy Father's Day, guys. I saw this thing on...
Bro! Yes, happy Father's Day.
This thing on TikTok today, and it was from about The Rookie, and it was like, happy Father's Day to Wesley, Gray, James, and Dadford. And someone in the comments was like, who's Dadford? And like, I read it and immediately knew what they were talking about, but I was like,
bro. Anyways, happy Father's Day, y'all.
Lucy is ready to get back with Tim, and I think what she's doing right now is to test how long this man is gonna long for her, because I have this TikTok on my phone, and it's like, I need a man that longs for me like Tim Bradford, and what I think is going on is because Lucy is so smart. So what I think is going on is that, oh my gosh, I keep saying that, but like truly, Lucy is trying to test how long he'll actually long for her to see if like he's like really ready to be in the relationship this time. And honestly, I feel like he was 100% in the whole time, but I feel like he only broke up with her because he felt like he had to. That's besides the point. Like,
I agree with you on that, yeah.
The therapist said he was just trying to punish himself, and I think that's totally true, but,
You're about to, have you watched the, I think you're about to
watch. Yes, I have watched Therapist arc, oh my gosh.
No, the documentary episode, because he brings that up.
Oh!
I think you're about to watch it.
Oh, yes. Yes, ma'am, I am. Oh my gosh, I'm still in work mode. I don't know why I called you yesterday.
No, you did that yesterday. I was at the store with my dad, and you said, yes, ma'am. And I was like, oh, my God, her Southern is coming out. I was like, oh, my God.
Guys, my Southern self comes out so bad at work. I'm like, my residents are like, can you do this for me, sweetie? And I'll be like, yes, ma'am. Yes, I can.
I'm in, like, my work mode is, like, hey, bud. Like.
No, I literally called some of my residents baby. No, they're all girls, guys. My unit was all girls. But, so, it wasn't weird like that, guys. I promise. Like. One of my residents was very upset today, and she kept feeling like people were mad at her. So I was like,
me for real.
I was like, it's okay, baby. No one's mad at you. Like, I feel like that's not weird, but
no, it's not. sending me. I'm sorry.
Okay, anyways, but yes, I am almost to that episode. Okay, back to the real important stuff. Okay, I have one hot take about the rookie.
Yes, and what then, is it, Queen?
And then, I think I have everybody take too. Should I do the hot take or just like?
Yes, do your hot take first because I'm very intrigued to see what that is.
Okay, my hot take for the rookie is the Raj hate, so forced.
I agree. Okay.
I love Raj. I love Raj so much. So freaking much. Now, here's the thing. I actually, another hot take. I can't believe I'm about to say this. And I'm honestly surprised they never stepped into this. But, oh, actually, wait, that's a lie. I'm such a fake fan. Never mind. Rewind what I just said.
What is going on?
Rewind what I just said. Erase it. I was gonna say what? I was an Aaron and Selena shipper. I shipped them so hard, and I know like everyone wants her to be with Miles, but no, I shipped her and Aaron so freaking hard. They should have ended up together. Like I will die on that hill that Aaron and Selena should have ended together. Now, I see that, now there is issues because Aaron definitely needs to work some things out on himself. Like, you can't be, like, going fish mouthing on girls. Like, I understand why Selena said no, and I'll 100% back her up on that. Like, up until that moment, I was like, yes, Aaron, Selena. And then he fish mouthed her at John and Bailey's wedding, and I was like, okay, no. So, like, the Raj hate is definitely very... very, very forced. Like, I love Raj.
I agree with that.
I think he's iconic. He has painted nails, and he is so funny. He's literally, every episode he's been in, I've died laughing because of something he did at some point. The compilation of him singing hate songs to all these people, not realizing that they were hate songs, sent me. I was literally crying watching that. I had to pause my TV. I was like,
Real.
Okay, but I will have to say, I am with the general public, and now I am shipping Selena and Miles, but I do like Raj, and I think, I really wish they didn't make him date Selena. I wish they would have made him just be, like, Selena's best friend or something, because...
Ooh, okay, see, I like this more.
Cause like I love Raj, but he's not a great boyfriend. I'm not gonna lie.
He's not. And like, here is my thing. I have two kind of ideas for Selena because I like Raj, but I do not think he's a good boyfriend. Number one, obviously Selena and Miles. That was me almost dropping my mic. Anyways, Selena and Miles. I love them. Number two. Can we get a gay character back on the rookie? Because since Jackson has left, it's been really quiet.
Yes. We all know. Because we all know that Roger's a little fruity. Let's all be honest. He's definitely, most definitely, at least
so 25%. So is Selena, fruity. Though.
Like, Selena. 25-30%. And Selena. So is Selena. Selena is our bi icon. She needs a girlfriend.
She is so bi. I mean, honestly, I think Lucy's a little bit bi too, but that's beyond the point.
But no.
I know they aren't going to do that.
That sounded homophobic. I was trying to say. Sorry, guys. No.
No, I don't want Lucy to have a girlfriend because I want her with Tam. Like, I think she's bi, but that does not mean that I want her away from that man.
Yeah,
you know?
I agree with you. And, like, not to be homophobic, but I don't want them to have a... I don't even think I am, but, like, I don't want them to have an arc where, like, she, like, realizes it. Not because
I don't want that either. No thank-to. That's going to stay in my little head canon. No. And I'm...
No thank-to. What is that? What? No thank-to.
Okay. So...
What? Is that some, like, Wisconsin?
No. Okay. So, I am notoriously really bad at texting. Like, I type really fast. So
oh,
like,
yes! Misspelling. Yes!
And
yes! The amount of times Ari has texted me. The amount of times Ari has sent me no thank you. Now that I'm thinking about it, yes.
So Dez, so that is or, like the running joke. Shout out Dez, weekly Dez shout out. But it will be like
Bafe?
No, but, yeah, but it's just, like, a running joke. So, instead of no thank you, I, like, have, like, my brain is now, like, no thank-to. Because that's, like, that's just, like, a, so, yeah. But no thank you. I don't want, oh, my God. Okay. There was a clip. Of Eric and Melissa on live, and Eric says something about, like, they were talking about Rosalyn, his wife, being on the show.
I love that his wife has the same name. It's just spelled differently as one of the villains on The Rookie.
No, it sends me. But Eric said that Rosalyn.
What makes me laugh is that he's like that. Tim hated on Rosalyn so much, and I just imagine him reading those scenes off, like talking crap about Rosalyn, and then he's like, "Oh wait."
But like I was saying, there was a clip, and Rosalyn apparently made a joke. That she was going, because she's already been on the show. But.
She has?
Yeah, she was that weird reporter that was, like, trying to get info from Lucy in, like, season, like, one or two. I don't remember. And they had that whole thing in, like, the hotel room. That was her. But she made a joke.
Is she the one that didn't want to drop the phone? Or is that Lionel 1?
Yes! That was her. Yes, that was her.
Okay. But she, I couldn't remember if that was 911 or The Rookie.
That was The Rookie. But she made a joke that she should come on the show and do a threesome.
Yeah, I saw that. And Eric died.
I was like,
also, speaking of Eric.
I don't want that. Do not give me by Lucy if that is how it's
speaking how it's of going. Eric, we got so much Eric content today, and I was loving it.
We've gotten so much good content this weekend.
Because Eric posted a little very, very sweet little Father's Day post, and it was so sweet. And then he posted, I don't know if you saw, but like 2-3 hours ago, he posted it while I was eating dinner, but, that's how I saw it, but he posted a TikTok with Sebby and Dylan.
Aww, that's so cute. I did not see that.
Okay, we need to get back into...
Yeah, no, I was saying we were getting good content this weekend in general because there was a con. I don't think it was the Chicago con because Melissa is supposed to be at that. But
there was something. There was a first responders reunion.
Yes. That's what I was talking about. Stefania. I can never say her name the way she says.
Stefania.
I can never say her name the way she says it. Stefania and Danielle.
And Kevin was there.
They were doing content again. I'm My queens, we have barely seen them at all since Station 19 ended, and, like, I don't know.
Stuff. Kevin was there. We love Kevin. and Tracy Toms from Station 19 was also there.
Yes.
And she's on 911. She plays Hen's wife. So we
yes,
love
I still, yes. And then also Kim was there. My queen.
Oh, yes, Kim Raver. And then there's some people from Lone Star that I know, but you don't.
Okay. Because I was like, who are other people? But I was living for the content.
Yeah, the guy that plays TK was there. And then
okay.
I think China Ann McClain's sister, who plays the 911 reporter, the 911 dispatcher, was there. There were some other people that were there.
But yeah. Also, I forget that Danielle and Kevin are like in a very committed relationship.
Yeah.
Like that's like they went they
we love yeah. them. We love
no,
them.
I love them together. But I just like forget about that. I'm like, oh, they went to the same hotel room.
But probably. My thing is all I really usually very good about like separating the actor between
no, I am too. Like, yeah.
The character, but something about Danielle Severite dating Kevin McHenn. Like
it
I have no
feels so point. Weird because Danielle
I have no hate towards Kevin. I actually love Kevin
no,
McHenn.
No, I love them.
It's mainly that just every time I see his face, all I can think of is Owen Hunt.
Okay, I did the same thing because I think he's probably a great person. But like him with Danielle.
I just like anyways, okay, back to what we were talking about. So Ari. Okay, guys, it would not be an episode of Playlists and Plotlines if we didn't have a technical difficulty. But,
specifically for me.
Okay, Ari Bay. It's okay. anyways, back to the season seven recap for me. Okay, the last thing I want to say about season seven. Also, yes. Lucy, very ready to get back in Tim's pants, as we can see. And I need Jenny content. Like,
I love her. She's literally, like, my queen. Like,
she's so fun. Like, she's just, like, such a fun side character. I wish they would have her, like, more often.
No, and she lives in LA now. So, like,
it wouldn't be that hard.
Like, can we get some, like, content? Can we get, like, a Jenny-Tim conversation where she's like, Tim, stop being an idiot?
Yes!
Or, like something.
We like, we love Angela, like, but I feel like
that's his honorary sister, but, like, his actual sister, like, can we get some content with her?
I agree. I agree. Okay, the last thing we're going to talk about, and I say this for last because it's going to make me mad, and I don't want to talk about it for very long, is separately. I have never had this much hatred for a character in a TV show. Now, I absolutely love the actor that plays him, Patrick. I don't think you're
Patrick is a baby. I love him.
Patrick is only 3 years older than us, and he's great. Like
he's my king.
We love Patrick. No, we really do, and we honestly do. And I honestly feel bad for him because this is his first like big role, and everyone hates his character. And what am I?
No, literally.
I hate to say this, but Oh, I can't believe this is actually about to come out of my mouth, but I think I hate him more than Owen Hunt. And that's really saying something.
Okay, I hate them in, like, two distinctly different ways. Like,
and I think mine is mainly just because of the amount of disrespect he has shown Lucy. It's mind-boggling to me.
And she tried to be so nice to him.
He also almost, and I didn't even realize that he was the reason why they went into the fire until I watched.
No, yeah.
He literally almost killed Shinford. Like, he almost killed Shinford.
No, yeah, like, it's crazy. Like, King.
My favorite part of that episode, besides Tim's angry love confession, was when they were in the hospital, sitting on the beds, and Seth comes in, because he's, like, all worried that Lucy died and he's gonna get in trouble. And he, like, comes in, and he's, like, all, like, oh, you guys are good. Oh, my gosh, I'm so glad. And he starts saying it was, like, the National Weather Service's fault for not telling him that they blocked off that road. And that he was, like, I gave him I put the fear of hell in them. And the way that Tim and Lucy just looked at each other immediately knew that he was lying made me laugh.
No, so yeah, hard. Like, they knew he did not actually do all that. Like,
it was so funny. And my thing is, like, I don't even remember, like, why, I feel like he threw away the paper about Eagle Rock Road before he even
did.
Realized. He just, yes, I know he threw away, but, like, my thing is, like, he heard, like, it go on the walkie and say, like, Eagle Rock Road, and he immediately knew something was wrong, and he just, like, threw it
away. No, yeah, like,
He didn't know if anyone had went there. They could have been saying that Eagle Rock Road has, like, been completely engulfed. Like, he could have, like, he had no idea. And the fact that he knew this man knew he was so guilty that he just went ahead and threw it away before he knew the full situation of what was going on. Made me so
mad.
No,
yeah. He pisses me off so bad.
What, I think the moment that Seth Ridley has, besides almost killing Shinford, the moment that Seth Ridley has made me the maddest was when, besides the whole Tamara situation, which I know about that, it like really pissed me off, and I can't remember what it was now. Oh, it's gonna drive me crazy. What was it? I don't know.
Everything?
Yeah. What was it? Oh! Actually, no. It made me laugh, but also, like, real pissed me off. Because, like, he couldn't... There's no way this man is just that dumb that he completely sold himself to Lucy. He just, like, gave it away to her. Like,
no, yeah, truly.
Someone that studied for... You can't... When he said something like... What was it? It was like... It was before... I'm looking back at our text, because I most definitely said something about it.
I think you did.
What was it? He said something, it was like right before the fire. He said something about like, gave I can't remember what it was, but he like just completely gave it away that like he was lying to Lucy, and I was like, bro, you're really trying to fool a cop that spent not only like several months studying for the detective exam, but also and acing the written portion, and also went through like 3 months of undercover school. There's no way.
Right. Well, you cannot lie to her.
Like, literally everyone is so fed up with him at the LAPD right now. And it's making me so happy.
No, Gray, they're so...
Gray doesn't like him right now. Tim's obviously done with him. He's been done with him
Since
he came in. Nolan, I don't even think... I think Nolan's so oblivious that I don't even think Nolan knows what's going on.
No, my king.
No, and I don't mean that in a bad way. Like, he's not oblivious when it really matters. Just, like, Bailey and, like, his actual cop work. But when it comes to, like, station drama...
No, he doesn't.
He never knows anything.
He's out of the loop.
They keep him out of the loop. He is the station dad. They really keep him out of the loop.
No, truly.
Okay. That... yeah, that's my real... Those are my thoughts about season 7. I took...
That's so real.
Talking about that, but that's okay.
No, that's totally okay. That's actually not an insanely long amount. So, like, you know what? You know what?
Are you ready to reveal the activity for today?
Yes, of course I'm ready.
Okay, I'm actually... I had post-it notes, because we are going to need post-it notes for this activity. Oh, I lost them.
Oh, no!
No! Oh, no!
No, no. No. Oh, no.
The water. No, and the conversation.
Yeah.
The water. Oh, my gosh.
Me, for real.
I've been in the care unit all week, and I think my brain's gone numb.
It's okay. Mine is too. I played Mermaids on Friday with the kids, and I had to encourage them not to steal. Playing Mermaids turned into a lesson about not stealing. So that was fun.
You know, we all need a reminder sometimes.
Yeah, because when you're coming up to me and you're 8 years old and you're going, I'm stealing. I stole this. Like, she went, okay, this is the director's daughter, I love her.
That's literally Seth Ridley behavior. That's literally how, like, blunt he is.
No, she's, this is the director's daughter, like, she's so adorable, I love her. But she was, like, she went up to me and she was, like, I stole this. Because, like, these girls were, like, doing a shop of, like, all the, like, pool toys, like, they took all the pool toys and were having kids trade them in and stuff. Don't ask me what was going on with that. But what I think happened is she went up on, like, the pool deck and she stole, like, she got one of the toys from their pile. And then she, like, got her sister and, like, several other kids to do it. And every single time I'd be like, hey, like, can you, like, we shouldn't steal. We should, like, get stuff. Honestly, she would, like, dive underwater right as I was saying it. And one time she went up to me and she went, guess what my plan is for today? I think she called me mom, too, because I was, like, the mom in the mermaid game. And she's like, mom, guess what my plan is for today? I was like, what? She's like, steal, 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 steal. I was like, okay. And eventually she just stopped. Like, I don't know if she didn't find it funny or something anymore. Because she went up to me, like, later. And she was like, guess what my plan is for today? I was like, what? Steal, 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 steal? She's like, nope. Bye, 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 bye. I was like, okay. Yeah, so that was...
That's actually really funny.
That was one of my, that was one of my stories this week.
Hold on, I'm plugging in my Remarkable, so I have something to write on.
Me.
Okay. I haven't charged this thing yet, so I don't know where the... Okay. I think I can still use it while it's charging.
Okay.
Plus. Quick draw. Okay. Okay. I have my Remarkable here. Ready to go. Okay. Today, welcome everyone to the playlist, the 2025. Oh, wait. Hold on.
What?
Hold on, hold on.
What are you pulling out?
I don't think any of our listeners would probably know what this is, but... Do you know what that is?
I feel like I do. What is it?
It's the NFL NBA draft sound.
Yes! That's where I knew it from!
Because like,
I was watching...
Anything that we're doing today. I want, drum roll please. Everyone, welcome to the 2025 Playlist and Plotlines Draft. Yay!
Yeah. Woo! What the fuck?
Okay, guys. Today, we're going to do a bunch of silly little drafts, kind of draft situations. I asked ChatGPT to give me draft topics. Apologies, Dez. I'm sorry. I know you don't like ChatGPT. I really try not to use it much anymore. I know, but sometimes I really just need it.
This is fine. This is just giving us ideas. It's okay.
Okay. Oh. We have a...
Can you hear those airplanes?
Oh, it is. It doesn't look very close to an airport, though.
I live on... Okay, we have a municipal airport. It's not even a municipal airport. Literally, nobody flies into that.
Oh, are you...
No!
Are you on a flight path?
It is probably coming from the Burlington Airport, which literally nobody flies into there because it is all, like... flying lessons or like private like planes that go in. Like there's no actual flights here. Like it's not, but it's been like constant. As you saw, there was two, and then like yesterday, I think it was, I heard like a really loud jet, and I was like, so what is going on? Anyways, there's been a lot more than usual, so I don't know what's going on, but. Maybe they, like, changed flight paths or something, but...
I don't know, but I asked ChatGPT to give me draft topics that we can draft characters into. So, but it's not even really a draft, but, like, we're basically, each of us are going to pick, like, who we would want for this category. And, like, the actual, like, categories will make it make more sense. And then there's some that don't have... characters, but it's like things about the TV show, if that makes any sense.
So, yeah.
These can apply to Grey's Anatomy, 9-1-1, or The Rookie, or like we can make it anything like One Tree Hill. Like, I didn't say One Tree Hill.
If we wanna, yes.
Or,
any show
or,
that we have both watched.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine, anything like that.
Okay. Yeah, TBD. Literally
probably
anything.
Not TBD. I don't think TBD would
No, work. They don't really, like, honestly, I say that, but they don't really, like, make sense.
Okay.
So, like,
our first one's, like, the most, like, our first one's, like, the most normal one.
Yes.
Our first one is Ultimate Emergency Response Team Draft. Draft a team using characters from all three shows that you would want responding to a crisis. You will need a firefighter, a paramedic, a cop, a surgeon, and one wild card. So, like, anything.
Okay.
So, let me write down.
I think I already know who I'm choosing for my paramedic.
Oh, I know who you're going to choose.
Who am I choosing?
Bailey?
Yes. my firefighter.
Also, if someone else says something, we can't also use it.
Oh, okay. My firefighter. I don't watch
that's how drafts work.
I don't know. Yes.
That's how drafts work.
My firefighters. I don't really have that many options because, you know. I'm going with Maya.
Maya? Okay, that's a good
Maya.
One.
Yep.
I'm Maya.
Cop. Ooh, who am I doing as my cop?
Oh, I know who you're gonna pick. I hope you don't.
Lucy.
Dang it!
Fine, I'll do Tim.
No, it's okay. No, it's okay.
I'm doing an all girls, and then my surgeon.
That was my plan too. I was gonna do.
Okay, you can still do all girls.
It's okay.
Okay, my surgeon is gonna be Teddy, specifically okay. Because it is an emergency, and. I was between April and Teddy, but I'll do Teddy.
Okay. Bailey, police, Lucy.
Ooh, who's my wild card?
Surgeon, you want,
Teddy.
And you want Maya.
Who is going to be my wild card? Amelia? No, yeah. Wait. Emergency, I don't want Amelia. I don't want Amelia. I love her. But emergency, sorry, I'm thinking about emergencies. I'm not thinking about... Like, I'm sorry, that's not my emergency queen. Like, who am I picking? Bro. Ooh. This is hard.
You have some good picks. Okay, because this is how draft works. Because you pick first, I have to pick next. It's like a snake.
Okay, and then...
I pick first. Sorry.
I'm trying to think about
We should have done that from the beginning. You should have been able to pick first for paramedic, and I pick first for police.
It's fine. You can just do it, yes.
And then the next one.
Whoa, I don't know who I'm picking for my wild card. This is hard. Can I choose a Criminal Minds character as my wild card? Even though you won't
you
get
literally,
it.
It says, can be someone totally unqualified, but fun.
Okay, I am choosing I'm choosing JJ from Criminal Minds because if there's an emergency, I need that woman out there doing the media, taking care of the media. I need her there. My media trained queen.
Okay. I'm here. Okay. My pick for paramedic is going to be, I had someone, but now I'm like, so it's going to be all girls like you, but now I'm like, honestly, this person kind of acts like one of the girls, so I feel like it'd be okay.
Who is it? I think I know who you're going to say.
No, actually, it's not him. Because I know who you think I'm going to say. And it's not him. Because he's not an actual paramedic. He just fills in. I think I'm going to have to go with paramedic. I'm going to go with Hen from 9.
Okay. Okay.
I thought about, I was going to do chimney.
That's what I was thinking.
Really? I thought you were going to think you were, I was going to do,
No.
Eddie.
No.
You didn't think I was going to do Eddie Diaz?
Nope, I did not.
Okay. Oh, wait, okay. Like, I love the all girls thing, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to do that this round.
You could do Andy.
Actually, okay. Again, with what I was about to say, kind of acts like one of the girls. For firefighter, I am choosing Eddie Diaz.
Okay.
Okay, and then for surgeon, you didn't take her. I'll take her.
Who are you taking?
I'm gonna go April.
Yes, I was gonna say it was between Teddy and April.
I think her only rule is that we can't do someone that's dead.
Okay.
And then who do I got? Police. Okay, for police, because I'm going to do majority girls, and our honorary girl, Eddie Diaz, I'm going to do...
Ooh.
Does Angela count because she's a detective?
Yes, she does.
Okay. I mean, she still does a lot of, like...
No, she does do a lot of field work, too, yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna go with Angela. But no, I feel like Angela's the one bringing the emergency. So maybe not.
We could do, you could do a Brooklyn 99. You could do a Brooklyn 99.
Oh, I'm gonna bring Amy.
I would have said Gina for my wild card, but I wasn't thinking about that.
Oh, okay. And then my wild card is going to be... Oh my gosh, this is going to be so funny.
Who is it?
My wild card, he is not a girl, but I'm bringing Skip Tracer Randy.
Bro, yes! even though he also kind of brings the emergency, it's okay.
Okay, Ari's picks for our first draft. And the next time, we will do it the actual way, guys. Don't worry.
Yes.
But, okay, Ari's, so it's more fair. Like, I could have taken Lucy, so. Okay.
Sorry.
It's okay. I don't hold grudges. I totally don't hold grudges. Okay. Okay.
Girl!
I'm joking. It's fine. It's you didn't pick Evan Buckley, and that's what would have thrown it off the table for me. But
okay,
it's okay. I'm joking. You can pick Buck. Okay.
I don't know much about them, so.
Ari picked Bailey for her paramedic, Lucy for her police officer, Teddy for her surgeon, Maya for firefighter, and her wild card is JJ from Criminal Minds. I picked Hannah as my paramedic, Eddie as my firefighter, April as my surgeon, police is Amy from Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and my wild card is Skit Tracer Andy.
I love both answers.
Okay. All right, next one is... Okay, I think we're going to do it... Let's do 5 for this one, because it doesn't have a specific number. Okay. And we're going to do it the right way this time. So I'll go first, and then you go, and then I go. And then,
okay.
Let's do 6 then, so it's even.
Okay.
Okay. Because we have plenty of time. All right. The next category is... most unhinged characters.
Ooh. Okay. I have to think.
You can draft 6 unhinged characters. And I can draft 6 unhinged.
Ooh, 6 is crazy.
I feel like we can do it though.
Okay.
Or do you want to move it to 4? We can do 4.
No, we can do 6. I'm just really thinking.
Okay. Okay. First pick, I'm going to have to go with Oscar.
Yes.
Not Oscar right now. Season 1 through 6, Oscar. I'm not happy with Oscar right now.
No, he's not funny anymore.
I want to actually write that specifically.
Who am I putting down?
I feel like that's a good pick.
Okay, I have a pick. Private Practice Amelia.
Oh!
Not Grey's Amelia. Private Practice Amelia.
Unhinged character. Oh. It's another rookie one, but... Dim/Jake.
Yes! I counter that with Sava/Juicy. Because both of them are unhinged, but I love them very much. Well, I like Sava.
Okay. My next one's gonna be...
Ooh, actually, I have one. But you can go. Obviously.
You won't know who he is, but... think I'm gonna do Brad from Hot Shots and 911.
Okay.
Okay.
What's your
number three?
I hate to say this. Teddy.
You're scaring me.
Teddy. Because I love her. But she kind of unhinged. Like, her moral code? Love her, but
okay.
I support women's rights and wrongs.
Okay, my number four is gonna be, actually, can I change my number three?
Yes, you can.
I hate to do this, but No, I'm gonna keep it.
Okay.
Okay. My next one is going to be maybe someone from Grays, but I'm trying to think of who I want to do.
That's fair. I've done a lot of Grays.
I know.
Oh. I'm excited.
Christina Yang. I'm taking Christina.
Oh! Okay.
My handwriting has never been so bad.
Me, though. Like, truly me. My number... Are we on four?
Yes.
My number four is actually going to be Aaron.
Oh, Forson?
Yeah. But not in, like, a bad way. I'm saying none of these in a bad way. Aaron just... Yeah.
Okay. My number five. I wasn't going to do him at first, but I feel like he honestly kind of deserves the title. I think I'm going to have to do Buck.
You know what?
Actually, specifically season one, Buck.
Okay.
Buck 1.0.
As the well, Buck 1.0. number five. Who else? Ooh. I know who I'm gonna do for my number five. Wait, actually, can I change my number four?
Sure.
My number four, it's gonna actually have to be Aaron Thorson's mom.
Oh, I don't remember her name.
Yeah, she's a little bit, she's actually my number four. I have my number five, though.
Mama?
Thorson. Because she's Thorson. A little bit... my number five is going to have to be Nyla.
Oh my gosh.
I love her, but...
That's funny. Okay. My number six is going to be Abigail.
Yes.
The Rookie.
Yes. Oh.
Okay.
My baby.
I'm writing Henry, so I remember which Abigail it is, but Because there's an Abby and 911.
Yes, I know. I know of the Abby and 911.
No one likes her.
Who's gonna be my number six? I think about that. Can I? Oh, look, another Grace person I could do. Bro. Who am I gonna do? Who am I gonna do? Okay, can I put Izzy Stevens as my number six?
Yes.
I love her, but
okay. Hold on, sorry.
You're all good. Oh. You're all good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Next is. Okay. Ooh. Oh. Okay. Now, this one's gonna take a second. So I'm gonna say let's just do one each.
Okay.
The most unhinged. Oh wait, no, we are.
No?
We already did that one. Love Triangle Draft.
Oh my god.
I already have mine. Oh my gosh, this is gonna be so good.
Okay, can we do.
We can do it from any show.
Okay.
I already have mine. Mine's already in the bag.
Mine is not in the bag. I really need to think about this.
Oh, we should have put Pete for one of our most unhinged characters.
Yes! Oh my god. Oh my god. Okay. I have an idea for one character that I'm trying to think, because I feel like she would get herself involved in a love triangle, but I'm trying to pick who she would get involved with to make it messy.
Oh, this is gonna be good.
I can see her getting with. Ooh, can I see them getting together though?
I'm
gonna
keep these two together.
Sorry. Oh, this is hard. Because, like, I have a character I want in the middle. In the middle. But who is she's trying to. Wait, okay, by triangle, you mean, like, two people fighting after the same person, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Not, like. Okay. Oh my god, this is hard. This is hard. Okay, I want her with her. But then.
Okay, I have mine when you're ready.
Okay. Wait, no. I think I have mine.
Okay.
Can I go first? Is it my turn to go first? Do I just pick the entire thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, in the middle. I actually changed who was in the middle. The middle. Object of both of these people's affection. Selena. One side. You got jewels.
Oh.
Other side, you got Miles. And the reason
Oh.
I say jewels is because I was like, can I see these two together realistically? I can.
Jules is our bi queen, so she would, I feel like she would
Yes.
be into both of them.
I feel like she would be into Selena. Selena's spiritual. She's pretty down to earth. She honestly kind of looks like Jules's type in women. Like.
And I feel like Jules would be fun with Miles too.
Oh, so we're talking like a three-way. Okay.
Yeah, but like, I mean, obviously, I think they would all just be focused on Selena, but like, it could, like.
Yes, I can see that as well. I can see her going after Miles. I can see that. Okay. Who do
Okay.
you have? I'm excited.
Mine's really dumb because
Okay.
half of it's already a ship, but
Okay.
okay. My
Who
person in the middle is Buck.
it? Of course.
My person on one end of the triangle is Eddie. Now,
Yep,
you're like, what is going on right now?
I'm curious. State who he is competing with.
My last person is Jackson.
Well.
Jackson West. I feel like
He
here's my thing.
not seem like Buck's type. Buck seems like Jackson's type. But.
No, that's why Buck's in the middle. Jackson's trying to fight for his affection, but I'm pretty sure it's very one-sided because
Yeah, I was gonna say, because Buck seems like Jackson's type. Jackson does not seem like Buck's type.
no, disagree and agree. I feel like Jackson is, in a way, Buck's type, but when I put Eddie there because Buck is so in love with Eddie that I feel like him and Jackson might have a fling in this love triangle.
Okay, I see
Honestly,
that.
wait, I'm gonna change this. I think Eddie is actually gonna be in the middle, and Buck is gonna be on one end, and Jackson's gonna be on the other. Cause I could see more of a Jackson and Eddie situation going on than a Buck and Jackson situation going on. You're
Yeah,
right
I
about
can see
that.
that. I can see that. I think that Jackson would be attracted to Buck. I like Jackson's type is Buck. Like it is Buck.
I would also say that Jackson would be heavily attracted to Eddie Diaz.
Yes, I think he would be attracted to both of them. Honestly, I can say. Honestly, Eddie might be more of his type, honestly.
I gotta say, I think the reason why Buck probably wouldn't have much of a, like, wouldn't be super his type is because I feel like Jackson is the police version of Buck. Like, they're very similar. So.
Yes, I can see that as well. I can, yeah.
Buck, mm-hmm. Buck definitely has a lot more trauma than Jackson did, but...
Oh, Jackson virtually has no trauma. My man died pretty much trauma-less. Like his parents were fine. You love mine? I know. I just feel like Jules and Selena, I can see it. I can see it. I was going to put Jules in the middle because she's always getting herself in love triangles. But I was like, who would be fighting over her? Like, who would be fighting? And I was like, I was going to put Mika and Selena fighting over Jules.
Oh, that would be fun. Okay. The next one is, we're going to do a snake draft again, because this one would be a little easier. We can do more of these. Let's do four.
Yes.
And we're doing what it's called, the Iconic Female Powerhouse Draft.
Oh, so, okay, I like this.
So,
I have
you
ideas.
First last time.
Yes, you go first.
I'm gonna go first this time. Now, I'm picking Lucy because.
Yeah, I figured you were. It's okay. I have a backup.
I'm really hoping you don't pick my second, but.
I don't think I will. My backup is Angela.
Oh, okay.
I love her, so she's my...
No, I love Angela. She's, like, my second favorite character. No, third. Tim's my second, but... Who wasn't who I had in mind.
Who's your second, bud?
Bailey.
Okay, yeah.
Because, like Lucy said in this last... one of the episodes I watched last night, every time I think I'm a badass, Lucy... Bailey shows up and says, "Hold my beer."
Lucy also is iconic, though. So, like, she can't...
I feel like Bailey's the epitome of badass. Like, Army Reserve, Kumbara, Firefighter, EMT. Like, this girl is crazy.
She is, but I love her. My second. Addison.
Okay.
I really had to think about it. I'm doing Addison.
My third is gonna be Joe Wilson.
Yes! My baby. My baby Pooks.
Who's your third?
Who's my third? Selena.
Ooh, my fourth and final is Miss Athena Grant.
Okay. I love. Who am I doing as my final? Joey.
Okay.
I'm gonna do Callie.
Okay. So ours four are Angela, Addison, Selena, and Callie. Mine are Lucy, Bailey, Joe, Fina.
I love.
I'm surprised neither one of us picked Nyla.
I was maybe gonna pick Nyla, but I was like, I picked Nyla for something else. So,
Nyla literally gave birth.
Maybe I should have done Nyla. It's fine. It's fine.
Okay. The next one is. Let's just do four again for this next one.
Okay.
Best mentor figures.
Ooh, okay. I have one. Well, I'm going first. Four, you said, right?
Yes.
Okay, Bailey is my... Miranda Bailey. I should clarify. Grace Bailey, okay. Not Rookie Bailey.
Well, she's not really a mentor, so, like...
Yeah, you kind of figured who I meant, but, like... It's fine.
Yeah, okay. My first pick is going to be Bobby Nash.
Ooh, okay. I kind of figured you were going to pick Bobby.
Oh, wait. He's dead.
Girl.
Yeah, this is an exception. Actually, no. Yeah. Bobby Nash is not dead.
Oh, my God.
Take away my...
Is it bad if I do Tim for my second?
No.
I feel like he's just a really good, like, mentor to rookies in general. Like, not just Lucy.
That's a good pick. Okay.
I think I have two more.
Okay, my next is going to be Holt from Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yes! Okay, I love.
Okay.
My next is going to be Gray from...
I'm going to pick him.
Well, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
And then...
It's my turn.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna have to pick Arizona Robbins because she turned Alex Grubb into the man he is.
My final pick, even though Ooh, am I taking this back? I don't want to, though. No, I'll go with that. Is it bad if I say Mark?
No.
It was between him and Addison. And I was like...
Okay, my last one is Webby. Richard Webber.
Yes. I was debating about Webber, too.
I didn't pick any from the rookie because the only person I could think of from the rookie was Gray. And now that's taken, so...
I'm sorry.
I could have done Zoe, but
I forgot about her.
I did too. Everyone does.
My queen. I miss her.
That's what happens when you're only there for less than a season.
Yeah, my baby. Like, I miss her.
Okay, so, like, the next one is different. These are all kind of what ChatGPT calls moment-based.
Okay.
So, actually, no. We're not doing those.
Okay. Me.
I changed my mind. We might be... No, these would be more fun.
Okay.
We can do this another time.
Yes.
Okay. Chaotic fun draft is the category.
We are
doing characters you would want to be trapped in an elevator with.
Oh,
I know.
Okay, how many are we picking?
Let's see. Let's do 5 for this one.
Okay, 5.
I know.
You can go first.
I already have 2. Oh, yeah, it is my turn to go first.
Yes, it is.
Right?
Yes, it is your turn.
Yeah,
it is.
Yes. Okay, hold on. My turn is gonna be Eddie Diaz.
Okay, real.
Okay, yeah. I said my first pick was Eddie.
My first pick is Lexi Gray.
Ooh.
I feel like she'd be fun to be in an elevator with, like stuck.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. My next one is Buck. Because, I mean, it would be nice to have something to look at, but, mainly because I want them to confess their feelings to each other, and if we're stuck in the
elevator with you, in the elevator with you.
Yeah, I want to be there for that.
You know what? I accept.
Okay. Who's your next pick?
I'm gonna have to do Angela. She'd be really funny, and I feel like she would, like, provide some comedic relief.
Okay. My next one is Tim.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe Tim.
Comedic relief, and
yes,
I think you'd really honestly get along with Eddie and Buck.
I think so too.
I think he would like Eddie and Buck. He liked Jackson.
I think he would. My number 3 pick is. I'm gonna say Bailey.
Bailey Noon or Miranda Bailey?
Bailey Noon. Because she'd find a way to get us out of this situation. Like, she would.
That is true. My next pick is that situation, but for me. The next person is Gray, because Gray would be able to get us out of this.
Yes, I also agree with that. I think he would also be able to pick out.
Okay, who's your next person?
Who's my next? Ooh, this is hard.
Oh, I know who my next one is.
Oh, actually, my next is going to be Christina, because she also would give comedic relief, and I also feel like would also somehow, like, figure out a way out.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. I like that. Okay, my number five is Lucy.
Oh, yes.
For the same reason as Eddie and Buck.
Ah, so you are trapped in there with the two couples in Gray.
Yeah. Gray is online, so I wouldn't need it. No, I wouldn't be watching.
Poor Gray.
Yeah, Gray.
I mean, you can never be sure with Lucy and Tim, but
Gray would be good assistance to keep it TV-14. But
TV-14, the two of them making out in the corner, and you and like the two couples making out in like separate corners of the elevator, and you and Gray just trying to open the damn door.
Yeah, me and Greg would be working together, and they would all be having a mac-out session in the corner.
Mac-out? Oh my god.
Okay.
My last pick. My last pick. Oh. Ooh. I feel I'm gonna say Brooke.
Oh, Brooke Davis.
Yes. Because she'd also be there for comedic relief, and I feel like she'd be pretty calm.
Yeah, she'd be good. Okay. We have one last draft. Mm-hmm. I already remember the topic. It is, we'll do four.
Okay.
It is, would not let babysit.
Oh!
Like, you would not let these people babysit.
Oh, I already have my first one.
Okay. Do you go first or do I go first?
I go first. My number one is Christina.
Oh my gosh. But I mean, she used to babysit for Mare, but
I mean, I think she was good with Zola, but I think that's literally the only child I've ever seen her be good with. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I have a really funny second one.
Okay, who's your second one?
Oh, well,
wait,
you
no.
Go.
It's my turn.
Yes.
Okay, my first one is Robbie from, no. Yeah, Robbie from 911. Nothing against Robbie. I just think, I don't know. I don't have much faith, but Robbie would be mentally okay.
That's fair. That's my number two is Nanny Carrie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we're getting deep. Okay. My next one is, I actually like her, but my next one would be Chastity.
Yes, yes.
Not because it's Chastity, but because she would be with Pete, and I feel like Pete would cause some sort of issue.
I was actually going to say Pete as my number three. Can I still say that?
Yeah. Okay.
I don't think either of them are fit to be parents. I said Pete.
Oh, wait. My next is gonna be... Levi. No, Levi would be a good babysitter.
Oh, wait. I have a really good last one. You're gonna laugh.
Oh, Skip Tracer Randy.
Bro, you cannot just Skip Tracer Randy to babysit your kid.
Yeah, Skip Tracer Randy. Okay, who's your last?
Even though he's a dad, I'm gonna have to say Owen Hunt just because I don't want him around my children. I don't. No.
Okay. My next one, I know that he is a dad and he's great with kids. And it would not be anything against him. But I'm gonna have to go with John Nolan. And it's nothing against him. It's the fact that he's always getting himself, like, almost killed. Like, I wouldn't want my kids.
Yes, I would fear for my kids' safety if I had John babysitting them.
I would have John babysit at my house. Like, he would have to come over to my
Yes. house. Yes. And he has to bring Bailey along. He has to bring Bailey along.
Yes, yeah, so all the criminals come over to his house.
His house. Like, okay. Yes, and that's why Bailey's there, too. Because Bailey and can...
Lopez had Jay Lee come over to their house when they babysat that one time. So I feel like...
Which, yeah, Angela was good with that, because that was a good idea, Angela.
I feel like I would have to go Nolan, just not because of him, but because...
Yeah.
He was always
going to be fair. Almost killed.
Okay.
That was our pod for the week, y'all.
Yeah.
I had fun.
That was a lot of fun. We'll have to do this again sometime.
Yes.
We have no idea what we're doing next week. I know probably the second half of that was kind of boring because we were just, you know, making a draft, but it was fun.
Yeah, I had fun. I still had fun with it, so.
Yeah, we are excited for all the things. I'm excited for 8 months from now. I'm excited for...
Me too.
For, like, 3 months from now.
Me too. I'm excited for beginning of September.
I'm excited to see Buddy on my screen again.
Me, for real. Me with Trentford.
But, yeah. I'm excited to see who wins our bet. That's what I'm excited.
Me too. I'm so excited because we're gonna get some of those answers solved in
quickly,
season 8. So, quickly. Yeah, within like the first couple weeks. So.
Okay. Well, that's it for this week.
Peace out, guys.
We love you guys.
Bye. We love you.